Okay, today we're live at the Renaissance Hotel in Cleveland, Ohio, at the Microsoft Windows Vista launch. We're speaking with Matt Hester again. Hope you've been reading Matt's blog. If not, follow the links on this site to check it out. It's really worth checking out from time to time. Matt, everyone's hearing a lot of things about Vista. We all have our little favorite things that maybe aren't as popular as some of the others. The three of mine are BitLocker and Sideshow and a feature where you can actually instantaneously boost the memory in your system. Why don't you tell us a little about those for our audience, and then let's hear what your three favorites are.
When I think about BitLocker, it really helps solve what if people lose their laptops, right? And how do they protect the data? Yeah, it's bad we lose a laptop, but what's more expensive, the laptop or the data onto it? So what BitLocker does, it's a drive-level encryption scheme that actually will lock down that drive, and unless they have the proper keys and authorizations, they're not going to be able to boot that system at all. What's really good about this is that it's going to protect all that data, and the only way that somebody's going to be able to get around that is to really basically reformat the entire drive, which does what we want them to do. We don't want them to see the data. Yeah, we lost a laptop. We don't want to lose the data.
And speaking of laptops, there's a new feature in Windows Vista called Sideshow that I think is going to be incredibly useful.
Yeah, Sideshow, you know, it's one of the fields you probably have on me, Dan. I haven't really played a lot with Sideshow. So what do you use for Sideshow?
Well, Sideshow is cool because a lot of times when you carry your laptop with you and you don't want to have to boot up and open it up and just to check out a schedule or hear an MP3 or get a contact or something, Sideshow, with the proper hardware like the Asus machine, will let you see a display on your laptop when it's without even booting up or opening up the machine. So it's a real cool new feature. Vista, I think, is going to be real useful for the mobile professional. And then there's this other one. You know, we can all use more memory from time to time or always, and we can't always go and open up our machine and stick in a new SIM. There's a new feature in Vista that'll help us out.
Yeah, it's called Ready Boost. What makes Ready Boost really exciting is its ability to, and it doesn't give you memory necessarily, but what it does is improves your non-volatile cache. So it gives us a performance so that system can actually use more and more. Now, what's great about this is that you can get a USB 2.0 device. Now, not all devices support it, and up on my blog, I have a couple links referencing I can't remember the gentleman's name of the blog, but he talks about you have to have certain read and write speeds to support Ready Boost. What it allows you to do, though, is it plugs you in and gives your system more cache. What that does for Windows Vista, it gives it essentially more things it can do. It has more things inside the cache. At the end of the day, what it does, you're going to see better performance of working with documents, working with Outlook. The best thing about it is if you just pull that drive out in the middle doing whatever work, the system goes right back to running normal. So that's what makes it really nice, because it's running that non-volatile cache, but at the end of the day, speeds up your system in a fairly cost-effective way.
And, of course, we all know about the Arrow interface and some of the other cool things with Vista, but those are three of my kind of secret favorites. Now, how about you? What are you really into?
You know, my secret favorites, probably my biggest favorite, was user account control. When you think about that, such a pervasive security feature, and I'm a big fan of making sure our systems are secure. When we talk about something that now that's not going to let those viruses or those rootkits or whatever run unattended on our systems, we're going to be able to have something that's going to be, hey, it's going to have to physically be responded to do this. Yeah, is it a little intrusive to our users' day? Maybe. But to me, that's a better argument than saying, hey, it didn't tell me and I got infected versus, hey, I had to click on this dialog box to make it go faster. So I really like user account control, and if they haven't looked at it, go up and take a look for it. It's something they need to understand, especially from an IT level, and why it's there and the importance of it. I really, really like a lot of the enhancements we've done with IE7. I'm very a big fan of the search things that we have, and I know you and I have talked about this before. The search engine that we put into side of Windows Vista is just phenomenal. The types of things that we can do now is unlike any other operating system we've had, of just being able to index basic documents as well as just the control panel applets and so on. Probably my favorite feature that's built in is something we try to demo whenever I'm out, is speech recognition. When you look at from the pure accessibility nature, when you have something that's built into the operating systems and being able to just talk natively to the computer and control pretty much every aspect from surfing the internet to checking email to dictating your documents, that's what's incredibly powerful about speech recognition. So those are probably my top three.
Well, listeners, we could go on and on, probably come up with a top 10 list each, but Vista is a new and a more powerful and more fun experience, so be sure to check it out. Be sure to check out Matt's blog and stay up to date with that. Today we've been speaking again with Matt Hester with Microsoft Across America. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you very much, and have a great day.
Go Browns!
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.